And it's one of those things I may not want to know. You know, some things you know, sometimes you just don't want to know. You're like, that's okay, you know. But we would have missed him this morning because we appreciate how much he and Becky and all the helpers, all the workers here do so much down at Wise. The scripture, search me, O God. Search me, O God. Search me, O God. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me. Try me and know my anxieties. I'm reading from the New King James Version. I had to get a new one because my old Bible there, it's so worn and tattered. And although somebody told me one time, said, if you see a man or woman with an old, worn, tattered Bible, you'll usually find a life that is not worn and tattered. It's ones that lived in the fullness of the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ and the warmth and understanding he brings within our lives. I'm reading from the Psalm 139. And it begins in the first verse, O Lord, you have searched me and know me. You know my sitting down, my rising up. You understand my thought afar off. You comprehend my past, my lying down. You are acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word on my tongue. Listen to this. For there is not a word on my tongue. But behold, O Lord, you know it all together. A little later on, you're going to hear that scripture reading over there about that tongue over in the book of James. I serve a God that knows me. I serve a God who knows everything about me. He knows my every thought, my every word, my every move. He directs me wherever I go. I serve a God that knows no hopeless situation. I serve a God that knows no helpless situation. God, he formed every detail of our bodies, our minds, and our spirits. We were made in the image of him. There is a God, and you are not him. But yes, you were made in that image. And the thing that just thrills me so much earlier in this psalm, down in the 17th verse here, and let me read it for you. 17th verse, it reads, how precious also are your thoughts to me. God thinks of me, and he thinks of you. A lot of people don't get that sometimes. A lot of people, they kind of, God, where is he? Way, you know, and how, only, I got a big issue coming up. I got a health report, wasn't so good. Then I'm going to call upon him. No, God knows everything about you. He knows every thought, every deed. He is thinking of you. I love when somebody is thinking of me. Here at the campgrounds, I had a birthday a couple weeks ago, and somebody sent me a birthday card. And the good thing is I'm not really quite sure who the individual is. They got the name, but if this morning, if each one of you told me your name, by the time I was done and I walked out this door, I would still have a problem remembering my own name, as I do that occasionally. You know what I'm talking about? So a lot of times, you know, it's hard to remember folks' names. You ever been there? Come on, you know what I'm talking about. But the things that this individual wrote in this card were beautiful because they said, thank you for sharing the word of God with us. Wow. Doesn't that make you feel good? When you feel that somebody is listening to what you have to say about God. Such kind encouragement was intended. In this card, and I was like, wow, how nice. And I haven't had a chance to thank that individual, and I hope if I thank the wrong individual, they'll take the appreciation. They'll just take it, you know. I do the same thing, you know. Somebody thanks me for something I might do. I said, thank you. I appreciate it. Good, thank you. I hope they do the same thing. But I believe it is so exciting in our Christian walk to realize that God thinks of us. And then, at the end of this psalm, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties. What is anxiety? It's stress, right? We don't have any of that around Northern Virginia, around down here in Fredericksburg, further south. None of you ever travel on 95, do you? None of you just, when you're down there and that traffic is just jammed. Oh, thank you, Lord, for allowing me to have this time all jammed up in this traffic. No, we don't. We have to deal with stress and anxiety in our lives. Cardiologists perform what is known as a stress test. Claude, you know what I'm talking about, brother. What do? They put you on that little
treadmill,
right? And what do? They're mean people. They're mean. They do what?
Speed it up.
So as you're doing your little stationary item, they just want to do this. And then what do? They can actually tilt that thing so that you're going and you're moving and you're moving. And what is this done for? It's to test the amount of oxygen that goes to the heart. I have never had a stress test done by a cardiologist. I've had plenty done in life. But as that cardiologist, as he puts you on that treadmill, and as that thing picks up in pace, and that's tilted up, and you're going, and you're doing your best to be the best performing hamster that you can, he's doing it for a reason. He's trying to find out if there is a problem with the blood flow. He's trying to find out if that pure amount of oxygen is getting to the heart that you need. He's trying to find out a problem before it causes you a much bigger problem. Amen? Amen. God will at certain times allow you to have stress tests in your life. He will allow things to happen that you can't quite wrap your mind around because he knows more about what you need than you know yourself. I know certain things that I need and I know certain things that I want. God supplies my every need. He may not allow me to be the first one in line at Walmart when the Twinkies went back on the shelf, although that's what I wanted. God knows my every need. My God cares for me, and he cares enough for me to allow me to have these God stress tests at certain times in my life. I don't get happy about it. Even my Bible, it tells me to glory in the challenges. Trust me, friend, I have a difficult time doing that because I'm in the middle of it. When you're in the middle of it, it's pretty tough sometimes to find that faith. But it's right there in the Word. It's right there in the book. That's when he does something miraculous. That's when he does something special. That's when he does something to make you sit there just like we're doing now, about 15 minutes. Oh, he kicks that spiritual air conditioning on. It may come in the form of a brother or sister who may come say just the right thing. May send you a birthday card that means more to you. And when I read that, it meant quite a bit to me. Maybe a phone call. Maybe someone that just wants to grab your ear and tell you what God has done for them in their life. And by doing that, the stress, these anxieties that we so easily allow just fall in our way, I can say, no, there is nothing in this world There is nothing greater than Christ who lives within me. There is nothing that's going to come against a child of God that he will not, in his wisdom, in his strength, in his power, you cannot overcome through the blood of Jesus Christ. And sometimes, folks, you got to be the preacher. You got to tell people that. You're going to see them and they're going to look like, you know, they're going to, people walk in, look like somebody turned the lights off. You know what I'm talking about. So don't get mad. Go to them and say, I tell you what, time to share. Time to just for me to tell you about what God is doing for me and you to tell me about what's on your mind, what's on your heart. I believe in love. And I feel it when I'm here. Love all these kids here. They know what love is. Folks, I'm going to preach to us oldies but goodies. We sometimes get jaded in the world. Sometimes let all this stuff and dealing with and all these questions and things in our mind fill up. When children have the purity of heart. I'm going to finish with a little small story here, a little story. I love this. There was a 6-year-old girl who was diagnosed with a rare disease, and she needed a blood transfusion. She had a very rare type of blood. And because of the situation and wherever she was at, there was a very difficult time finding a match. So as they went to the parents and they said, well, you know, the best match would be her 9-year-old brother. And if you don't mind, we're going to approach him on what would be the best thing to help her. And as they started to tell him about your sister is sick, she is dying, and she needs a blood transfusion, and he just spoke right up. He says, I will give her my blood. But then as the transfusion was taking place and the needle was finally removed out of the arm after they'd taken blood, he looked to the doctor and he said, well, when am I going to die? And the doctor just looked and said, oh, son, I'm sorry. He says, you're not giving her all your blood. You're going to live too. You're just giving this blood, and we're going to use this blood to help her. And he thought, he said, why would you ever give your sister all your blood thinking that you would die? And he said, well, because she's my sister and I love her. Amen. That's what I find when I come to God's house and I am with God's people. I find that I am motivated by love, by warmth, by kindness. Those guys that get up in front of you and sing, love these guys. And they've been through things. Oh, they've been through struggles. They've been through challenges. They got questions in front of them in their life. That old Terry Lee with that red shirt over there playing with that smile. He was in New Orleans the day before Katrina. Lost everything. You ask him right now, he lost nothing. Because God has so richly added so much to his life. The stress of going through it, we can't understand, but my God knows. I'm going to run out that door here in just a moment. You're going to have an opportunity to share in prayer time and praise time. I love praise time. It's when you just say, you know what? I thank God for what he's doing for me. I thank God what he did yesterday, what he's doing today, and I know what he's going to do tomorrow. And you'll also have an opportunity, and these are good folks here. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you have questions in your mind, if you were to die tonight and not know where you go, these are the people to talk to. They're not perfect. Amen. I know them. You heard that back there, did you? I finally got an amen out of him back there. But they're concerned and they're loving. and they're concerned about your life and your soul. We thank you for allowing us to come down and share in music, to share God's word. Take the love that God has given us, and let it spread. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, brother.